Good afternoon, and thank you for joining the Israel Project's conference call. As the world prepares to depart from the current U.S. administration and welcome a new one in less than 2 months, Israel too awaits in anticipation to find out what leadership under President-elect Donald Trump means for the Middle East. With us today to provide some insight on the challenges and opportunities facing the country in light of the shifting environment is Major General in Reserves Yaakov Amidror. General Amidror was Israel's National Security Advisor and the head of the National Security Council. He served in various senior positions during his 36-year-long military career. Thank you for taking the time to be with us, General Amidror.
You're most welcome.
Now, we have quite a few questions today, so with your permission, I'd like to get right to it. I'm quoting our first question directly from a journalist. Given the absence of a policy track record, we are all judging President-elect Trump on rhetoric and the company he keeps. A Sheldon Adelson friendship seems to bode well for Israel, but a Steve Bannon appointment as chief strategist suggests appointment otherwise. We are all guessing, but based on discussions you've had and your own observations, how do you expect Trump to handle Israel?
We are very lucky that the American system is very wise, and we have 2 months in which he has to shape his policy, and we have the opportunity to understand what his policy will be and to influence this policy by meeting people that are part of his system. And if anyone is telling you something substantial about his policy, either in the Middle East or many other issues, I think it's premature. And the clear answer is now we have to see how can we contribute to the way that his policy will be shaped by his people. And before we know who are these people are, and before we made the contacts with these people, and I'm sure that the Israeli officials did some contacts immediately after the elections with those people that can be identified, and the new which will come into the circle of those who are making the decisions around the president-elect. So I believe that these 2 months will be crucial together to shape this policy from our side and from the American point of view and especially the president himself. So there is no answer to this question. We don't know, and it's not just us who do not know.
So then if it's only from our side, what do you think the Israeli government would like to see from Trump?
I think that there are many areas in which continuation is the key word. For example, the relations between the intelligence communities were very good. The fact that the previous administration signed the agreement of long-range support, financial support to Israel is something that should be continued. In other areas, mainly regarding to Iran and the Palestinian issue, there were many arguments between the previous administration and the government of Israel, and we will have to find ways how we have better understanding on Washington on both issues. And this will be part of the efforts which will be done in the next few weeks.
You mentioned the agreement. I'm assuming the MOU. Do you foresee any modifications that could be under the new administration?
I think that Israel should not be the side which will raise modifications. If the Americans think that they can make some better arrangements from the Israeli point of view, it should be done by the Americans. We signed an agreement. It was an agreement which we said it is a good agreement. We meant that it is a good agreement. And if we hear something new from the American side, we should consider it. But other than that, we should keep our word and what was signed was good and should be implemented.
Okay. What do you make of statements coming out from certain politicians on the right regarding the future of a Palestinian state and the need to step up construction beyond the Green Line? Will these be realized?
I think that it is too early, premature, and not wise. We have to wait and to see and not to make the decision for the Americans. Israel should make decisions based on its own interest and not to make decisions that based on our assumption what is the American interest. So we have to wait and to make decisions later after it will be clear what the Americans think about it. At the end, it's Israeli decision. We can act without understanding in the American side, as we did in the past. It's much better to work together with the Americans and make decisions which will be agreed by the Americans, or at least will be understood by the Americans. So I think it's very premature, and we have to wait.
Okay. Do you believe it is in Israel's interest for the U.S. to move its embassy to Jerusalem, as Trump has promised in the past?
No question. It will not change anything fundamental on the ground, but it will be very symbolic that the capital of Israel is becoming a real capital in which foreign countries are building their embassies. It's very important symbolically.
Okay, thank you. I know that you didn't really want to get into modifications, but I still would like to ask you, with regards to the Iran deal, do you believe that there is any expectation that the deal with, on Israel's behalf, that the deal with Iran will be revisited?
That is something which is on the heart of the hard core of our relations with the United States of America and should be discussed between Israelis and Americans behind closed doors. What should be done regarding Iran? Because it's an agreement which was signed by six countries. It's not just America. It is Russia, China, Germany, France, and Britain as well. So it is cannot be concluded between us and the Americans. It is us, the Americans, and the other five. And this is one of the most delicate issues that should be considered, discussed, and between the new administration and the State of Israel regarding Iran. I'm not sure that the best way is to speak now about modifications in the agreement itself. I think what should be clear that both countries agree to do whatever is needed to stop Iran from being nuclear, first, and second, containing Iran in the Middle East, because Iran became one of the most effective, dynamic, negative forces in the Middle East today. And that should be contained as well. And how we continue both sides of this equation, the one which related to nuclear Iran with the one which connected to the ability to contain Iran in the Middle East and the efforts to contain Iran in the Middle East, that should be part of these negotiations between the two sides.
Okay. What do you think that Israel's recalculations will be regarding the Syrian crisis with in the background of a new administration?
Israel's decision was very clear that we do not want to be sucked into this war. We don't want to interfere. We have red lines. If we'd be crossed, we immediately reacted to. We did it in the past and should be agreed between us and the Americans that we should do it in the future. I'm not sure that Israel should change its main policy regarding to Syria, but Israel under the circumstances must be and should be very determined to implement the red lines.
Okay, keeping on this topic, last week Netanyahu met with Russia's prime minister at the height of the U.S. elections, this after several meetings with President Putin in Moscow over the last half year. How will both Israel and the new U.S. administration deal with Russia's involvement in the region and in Syria in particular?
We have an agreement with the Russians relating to Syria. It is the confliction agreement. The purpose of this agreement is to prevent any clash between our forces and their forces. It is not a coordination. We do not coordinate our policy in Syria, and for sure the Russians do not coordinate their policy in Syria with Israel. It is the confliction agreement, not more than that. It's important, but it's not more than that. And I think that now it is between the Washington and Moscow to find a way how the Middle East is not becoming solely under the influence of of Russia, because I think the retreat of America from the Middle East, what was called pivoting to the East, brought a lot of misery to the Middle East, and that should be changed. How to do it? I don't think that we should give the Americans advices what is their interest and how to implement it. From the Middle East point of view, the lack of Americans' will is very influencing, but what America should do, the Americans should decide.
Okay, thank you. What specifically is the Israeli military establishment most worried about under a president who has no political or military experience?
I don't think that anyone in this establishment is worried about something. We know that we will have to invest a lot to make our situation very clear to the American administration. If some parts of this administration will be newcomers without knowledge about the Middle East and the state of Israel, it will be our very important job to inform them, to brief them, and to give them all the tools that they need to make decisions relating to the Middle East. It's not that someone is worried here, but people understand that depends who will be nominated, but might be a situation in which we will have to work harder to make our counterparts on the American side in a much better position to understand the needs and the attitude of the state of Israel. It's not a question of being worried. It's a question of being determined to make our position very clear.
Okay, and our final question, it's an issue that I think a lot of Israelis are still very apprehensive about. Do you think that Trump's victory increases or reduces a possible legacy move by President Obama regarding the Israeli-Palestinian arena before he leaves?
I don't know. It's his calculation, but I think that it will look very, how to say it, it would be very not serious move. I mean, if the American people made their decision, and I'm not judging it, and I don't want to give remarks to the American people, but this is the clear result of the elections. Now that a president who is at the end of his term will make decisions which are totally against the will and the ideas of elect president, I think it's against the American tradition, and I don't see any president doing it, and for sure not a so wise president as President Obama. It would be a huge mistake, I think, from the American traditional point of view of how acting president are doing things after a new and different president had been elected. So I don't know. It's the American decision. It's the president decision. But relating to the differences of views relating to this issue between the outgoing president and the new coming president, I think it will be very, very peculiar to make such a step. But at the end of the day, it's president decision.
Very interesting. Yaakov Amidrol, former National Security Advisor to Israel, thank you for taking the time to join this call, and thank you to everyone who dialed in.
You are most welcome.